Imagine that you are standing in your kitchen, listening to the refrigerator hum and traffic rumble by outside your balcony. You slide open the drawer to the left of the stove and take out one of the pill containers. You shake it, and the rattle and weight of the pills tell you that these are your estrogen pills. You pop the lid off and finger out two of the tiny pills, placing them delicately under your tongue to melt. In the drawer to the right of the stove, you find the container with the smaller dosage of estrogen and add that pill to the ones already beneath your tongue. Your heartbeat slows. A warm, fleecy shawl of calmness wraps around your shoulders and neck. Just relax into that feeling. You go into your bedroom and, if you haven't already, put on your pajamas. You take off your clothes and you put them on. You crawl beneath your fuzzy purple weighted blanket and feel it settling snugly over you, pressing down on your chest, your tummy, your thighs, your calves and feet, just pushing your arms into the bed, and you feel so snuggly and cuddly now. Just take in that feeling. Take a deep breath and let the peace of the moment and the comfort of the warmth just relax you even more. You feel like your best friend has just hugged you tightly in her arms. She's holding you. She's telling you that everything is okay and that she loves you. You feel warmth and contentment spreading from your feet, up your legs, through your waist, over your tummy and chest and arms, all through your mind to the crown of your head. The friendly sensation of being hugged, of feeling lovable and cuddly, just continues to fill you up. Feel it spreading and think now. Think about your breathing. Take a deep breath in with your tummy rising gently. Then out, your chest sinking back. Relax and think about this peaceful, happy moment. Take another breath in, feeling beautiful and content and welcomed inside your body. And breathe out again, sinking a little bit deeper into your bed, the blanket pressing down over you. Just keep practicing deep breathing. Keep focusing on it and take another breath in. Oh, sinking down, down, down. As you breathe out, sinking down, down, down. Deep breathing helps you express yourself with your voice. And it helps you to be less anxious and more calm. Every time you breathe in, you feel yourself going deeper. And every time you breathe out, you feel more and more calm, feeling every anxious thought slipping away. You want to continue breathing like this. And with every breath, why don't you feel your mind sink deeper into relaxation? Just deeper until you forget to be aware of your body. You know that you are safe right now and that this here, it's what you want. Just relax and slip deeper into a soft, safe, pillowy trance. Remember that all the most beautiful things about life and living have the heights and the depths in them. That feeling of not being able to do it is a lie. It feels so real sometimes, but it's not true, and there is a way out. You're on the right path. Trust me. There is a way out, even though you don't feel it, because depression creates all these lies. It comes from society, and it comes from chemicals in the brain, and all other sorts of awful sources. But the problems that you feel are insoluble when you're depressed. And they're not the real problems. The depression is distracting you from the things you can do to make your life better. Depression is a kind of noise that happens. It's not a clear apprehension of the facts. It's not about what you're doing, and it's not about the problems that you're facing. It's about that noise in the back of your head. The real problem is a self-critical voice and an internalized voice that tells you you're never good enough. That voice is someone to acknowledge and then to move beyond. All the problems of depression are real, but they have solutions that come at oblique angles. It is true that some of the problems you have cannot be solved, but it's also true that you don't have to solve them to be happy. Just relax. Just sink deeper. Just accept that you are accepted and you are loved. You cannot confront depression head on, but if you come at it from other angles, you will be happy. Acknowledge your emotions and name them. Imagine them like a car slowly driving by. The pitch of its engine changing as it goes until it's just completely gone. Just relax. Just sink in. Just go deeper. Accept that you are accepted and loved. Your feelings always change. A good idea is to write when you are sad and stressed. Depression happens in one part of the brain, and by writing, you activate an entirely different part of the brain. And I want you to focus on that one, on that part. That's why writing in a gratitude journal every day about positive things that have happened to you, or that you have done, is so important. After every positive thing that happens to you, you are going to take a moment to name the emotion it made you feel, why it made you feel that way, and write it in your gratitude journal. Some of the other positive changes you're going to make to your life, then I want you to do each day, include becoming even more beautiful by exercising and taking care of your body. It's so important to be healthy. You deserve it. Your body deserves it. Just take care of yourself, and you will become happier and happier with what you see every time you look in the mirror. Just make yourself even better, becoming even more beautiful, doing 100 squats and leg lifts every day to grow those hips and your butt. Those exercises will give you more curves and make you more attractive. And every time you do them, you will feel more attractive, your mind focusing more and more on your goal, as well as hoping to improve your mood. All that dopamine it releases will flood through your mind, flood through your body, making you feel happier and more relaxed. Helping you to accept that you are accepted, that you are loved. Just relax. You will practice yoga each and every day to improve your flexibility and to help reduce your depression. It's good to relax and to meditate. It's good to properly diet. It's good to develop healthy meal plans. If you need to, you can find the help of a dietitian. It's a good thing to do. You no longer feel the desire to drink alcohol. You don't need it. You don't really want it. Instead of drinking, focus on learning a song every week. Learn it on the guitar, learn to sing it, or maybe write short stories. That'll help you focus on the positive things in life. Help you focus on a new hobby that takes over in your mind. That helps you distance yourself from everything that doesn't need to be there. You don't need to drink. No, that time is so much better spent learning songs, writing things. You are a happy girl when you have tea or smoothies and other healthy options in your life. And you find it more enjoyable to cook your meals instead of ordering out. Cleaning your apartment becomes second nature. You're like a beautiful housewife, just pittering around and making everything nice and tidy. Everything should be beautiful, just like you. You don't even think about wiping down counters, filling and running through the dishwasher, or vacuuming and mopping the floor. You find it easy and pleasurable for your home to reflect your spiritual essence. It's good to keep everything nice and tidy. It's good to keep everything clean. It's good, and it helps you accept that you are accepted, that you are loved. You will learn to sing with a pure, sweet, feminine voice as you have always dreamed of. You will feel so pretty and attractive to all genders. You never give up trying to make your life better, and you are always successful so long as you keep at it. You are doing so wonderful. You're so very smart and ferociously talented. You are a strong, beautiful, talented woman. You need to accept that you are accepted, that you are loved. Just relax. Relax into that happy, happy feeling. More and more, you're presenting yourself to the world in the way you want to be seen, and you are beautiful. A teacher once said, "I seldom come across a student who is actually so good, I feel confident in recommending them to my own editor." So they described your skill and intelligence, and their hope is that you will get serious about writing more. You know from your own experience that everyone you meet instantly knows you are a young woman. You are accepted. You are loved. You are appreciated for the beautiful young woman that you are turning out to be, that you've grown into. Just relax. Just sink in. Just picture it. A friend you meet for the first time saying, "I would have never known you were transgender. Your appearance, voice, and body language are so feminine. I could not imagine you with a different voice." It feels good to be seen this way, and to hear people refer to you as she and her, and by your name. Every time you hear someone say your name, the name you were always meant to have, it helps you accept even more that you are accepted. It makes you feel good, and it brings a smile to your face. And that smile makes you more attractive to others. Makes them want to spend more time with you. And you are doing wonderful. Every time you have your gender affirmed, by hearing your name, by hearing someone refer to you as she or her, as they should, you feel a greater confidence in yourself. You are the person you have always known yourself to be, and now others recognize you as her too. You will continue to take charge of your life and the situations you find yourself in. You have a great ability to take charge and fill up the space you are in. You knew that you were a girl so long ago, even when you were growing up, even though you were afraid to embrace your girlhood. But being feminine and being female has always been a part of your mental experience. Accept it. Accept that you are accepted and you are loved. Feel those feelings just washing over you, relaxing you even more, bringing you even deeper down, 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 down. Just think of the books that you adored, the types of relationships you wanted with people, your sexual fantasies. Books with female main characters, the girlfriends that you yearned for, the fact that you only felt comfortable masturbating with a vibrator. You find that you no longer feel any guilt about being a sexual woman. It's natural. And you have always been a sexual woman, right from puberty. You will sink even more into who you are. You will find someone with whom you can be sexually as well as emotionally close to and vulnerable with. They will accept you. They will bring out the best in you. They will accept all your silliness and all your kinkiness. Your kinks are part of what makes you who you are, your beautiful, creative essence. Being submissive, being able to embrace your vulnerability is a strength. Embrace it. Accept it. There is nothing weak about being a sub. Everything that is positive in your life has come partially through exposing yourself, showing people your vulnerabilities and allowing them to admire you for your bravery in doing so. When you ask a stranger for help when you are lost or let someone know that you are a trans woman, you are showing your bravery, you are showing your strength. And every day you become more and more confident to do these things. Right now, to others, it might sometimes feel like you are hesitant or anxious about connecting with people. And that's okay. You want and have the capacity and emotional intelligence to create deeper connections. You just have to relax, and you can. Feel yourself relaxing. All of those walls keeping you from letting people in even deeper. You know that making your life better means reaching out to people and opening up your heart to them. You know that making the first move to build connections is how you find your friendship family. When you are vulnerable, when you are brave, when you are confident, you can make it all happen. Your heart is big enough. You will love all of your friends, as well as have a deep love for yourself and the beautiful woman that you are. You will make positive connections professionally. Whenever you are finding yourself withdrawing in a situation where you feel shy or overwhelmed, you will reach out to someone and engage with them in a meaningful way. Your friends agree that you need to believe that you deserve to occupy a large space in the world, equal to your potential. Just relax. Just accept that you are accepted. You are loved. You will find people who deserve you and are smart enough to keep up with you and challenge you. You just have to keep yourself open to them, open to these experiences happening. You often come across as the smartest person in the room. You know it's true. You're clever. Be confident in your intelligence. Don't be shy about connecting with people who can help you to exercise that intelligence. Remember, you are an amazing woman. You are good enough. You can write, and you are a great friend. In fact, there are lots of people in your life who think of you as a source of light and just want to be there for you. You are so very lovable, and your friendship is a big part of what's making your best friends' lives better. People are so happy to be around you. Just relax. Just accept that you are accepted. Just accept that you are loved. You will continue to cultivate new and current friendships because you deserve them and you can hold them. You will be more open to attending gatherings and conversing with people at them, and you will feel less anxious and overwhelmed. You can do all of these things. You are an amazing, intelligent, determined, generous, and attractive woman. There's no need to wake you up from any sort of trance, though, here. You know who you are, you know what you are, and you will continue your day feeling all of these things, keeping all of these positive emotions inside of you, writing down every positive interaction to look back on later, to appreciate, to fight back anything else that might try to come in. Just relax. Just accept that you are accepted. You are loved.